Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for joining us. Excited about the opportunity just to be able to share with you. I was reading Philippians chapter 4, picking it up at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Just been encouraged again and reminded again about my prayer time, our prayer time. Just thinking about going about my daily life and continuing that to be in an attitude of prayer. Things that I'm thinking about, situations that I'm in front of or in front of me. Just asking the Lord to be sensitive to those things. And so Philippians chapter 4, just a great reminder and a couple of things, but, you know, just being thankful, being kind to people, making the decision not to worry when there's so many different things that could overwhelm us or be too big for us. And then for me, the prayer piece, Lord, here's the things that I'm thinking about today. And I want to do a better job of not just, okay, urgently, I need to pray right now. But I'm going to go into the grocery store. Lord, give me wisdom. There's things I need to get. But I want to just enjoy walking into the grocery store. I might be meeting someone or bump into someone. Or you might go to it's happened to me on Thursday. I went to lunch with an individual and God ordained a conversation to take place in the parking lot. And so never even thought it would ever happen. Wasn't even thinking about it. Situation happened, conversation, thing was said, and walking away, I'm praying, Lord, you know the truth. I need you to give wisdom. I understand what this person's saying, but I know that you know as well. And so just a neat opportunity, not a fun opportunity, but as I look back, it's a neat opportunity to go back to the Lord and say, okay, thank you. I know you ordained this. And so I just want to encourage you as you begin your day. Obviously, we're going to spend some time in the scriptures, but then taking that with us throughout the day, developing that relationship with Jesus around the gospel, from getting gas to praying for someone who might have cancer or meeting a neighbor that's upset, whatever it might be, that we would be able to take our lives and the scriptures and then continue to keep that part of our lives as we pray throughout the day. So it's not just a morning thing. It's not just a lunch thing. It's not just a supper thing. It's not just before I go to bed. But throughout the day, Lord, I want to talk to you. I want to petition you. I want to be aware of our relationship, cultivating that as I go forward each day. And so I know it's Friday. Susan and I will have the privilege, Lord willing. We will fly out on Thursday to go be with Ryan and Rachel. So we're looking forward to spending the week with them. And so we'll be praying for you guys on Sunday. I'm thankful for the team that is with us in Sebring, the guys that will serve and lead without Susan and I being here. So we thank the Lord for that. And so let's close our time together in prayer. Jesus, thank you for opportunities to communicate with you. We don't have to have our eyes closed. We don't have to be sitting in our chair with our cup of coffee. It can be an ongoing conversation throughout the day, continuing to speak to you, ask you for wisdom and strength and guidance. Thank you that you want to hear our voice, that you can listen to all of us at one time. And so cultivate us an ongoing communicative relationship with you throughout the day for your glory, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for joining us on Let's Talk.